Virgin of the Lilies by Carlo Dolci. The Virgin of the Lilies is without doubt one of the finest examples of Carlo Dolci's work and one of the jewels of the first gift of artworks presented to the museum by François-Xavier Fabre in 1825. Impervious to the Baroque fashion of his day, Dolci worked in Florence in a pious, refined, poetic style, inspired by the Italian Renaissance, and Raphael in particular. The composition presents the two figures enclosed in a perfect oval, reinforcing their naturalism and their inexpressible sense of intimacy and gentleness. The Virgin is shown with her eyes lowered, delicately holding a lily, a symbol of purity. Her son, standing next to her, is bathed in a halo of light, his hand raised in a gesture of blessing. In his left hand, the Christ child holds a red rose, a symbol of his future suffering and execution. As often in works of the Counter-Reformation, the viewer is invited to look beyond this deceptively domestic scene to reflect on one of the essential mysteries of the Christian faith. The light plays delicately over the faces of the figures and defines details such as the flowers, the basket, and the lace with remarkable precision and naturalism. Dolci's talent for still life painting reflects his deep religious commitment. He considered painting to be a devotional act, a religious ritual in its own right. This painting exists in a number of different versions, prompted by the success of the composition with contemporary art lovers. The present version is distinguished from others, in Munich and London, by its extraordinary virtuoso execution and its perfect composition. Fabre acquired the painting during his stay in Florence, clearly attracted by its remarkable detail, realism, and refined aristocratic piety.